Okay, so today's daf is daf nun. We begin the fifth parak now of Maseches Yevamos, and today's learning is sponsored before Shema for Brindel Leah Bas Yehudis Ariella. Okay, so this Mishnah, it's not a hard Mishnah in terms of the concepts, it's very tedious. It's a lot of different details and cases. So there's no other way to do the Mishnah other than doing pretty much every Rashi along the way, along with the Gemara. So we'll see how long it takes us to do. The first page is a lot of Rashi, the second page is a lot of Rashi. Let's take it one by one. Now, before we even begin the Mishnah, Rashi tells us, it gives a little introduction, which tells us already the difficulty of this, just kind of stay focused. So the structure of the Mishnah, once you get the structure down in the Mishnah, everything seems to flow. So Rashi writes right in the beginning there, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, say the Mishnah zu, shlo tita l'shabesh hagirsha shebesvarim, so we shouldn't make a mistake. Say the yavam echar vivama achas. First it talks about where there's one yavam and one yavama. Tchila mefarsh didn't get first talks about a case of when you give a mimer first, and then after mimer is given, what happens if you then give her get a chalitza or bia? So that's the first grouping. Again, din get v'chalitza or bia, sha'achar mimer. The next case is v'chakach, mefarish din mimer or bia v'chalitza sha'achar get. In other words, when you give a get first, what happens if you then give a mimer, bia, or chalitza? The third case is v'chakach din mimer v'get bia sha'achar chalitza. If you first give a chalitza, what happens if there's a mimer, get a bia after the chalitza? And then finally, acharkach din maimer veget vechalitza shachar bia. In other words, if you do bia first, what happens if you do the maimer, get chalitza after that? So those are the groupings. So now the Gemara goes one by one. First, we present two different opinions of Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, and then we start going through cases. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, ain get achar get. If you give a get to a woman, and you give the second yivama a get to the two yivamos, so the first get will have an effect, but the second get is worthless. And if you look at Rashi, ain't get achar get, shtei yavamos, le'adam echad, me'ach echad. So there's one man, one yavam, and there's two yavamos. V'nasan get lezu, v'get lezu. You give get to each one of the yavamos. Eino oser b'krovos shnia. The second get is not really a get, and there's no iser between the yavamam and the relatives. Dikama ahane, because the Rebbe Gamliel holds as a suffix whether or not the get works. So im kame ahani, if the first get was effective, hapaka zika letavayu, it removes the zika for both them, in which case it's like giving a get to a havig kimagarish nachas, giving a get to a random woman who you're not married to. So therefore, the second get has no effect, ain get achar get. That's Rabbi Gamliel's understanding. Then, Rabbi Gamliel says, v'lo maimer achar maimer either, says Rashi, lo maimer achar maimer, bein yavam echad, l'shtei yavamos, bein shtei yavamim li'yavam achas, whether it's one man to two women, or two men to one woman, ha'achron ein klum lefsol es harishon alav. If one does mimer to the first woman, so if you do the second mimer, eino, it doesn't have any effect, the second mimer, vein tzrich ha'imano get. Although normally, if one does mimer, one would have to give a get for the mimer, and a chalitza for the zika, if he doesn't have bia, the second mimer in this case has no effect, you don't need to address it at all. That's lo mimer acha mimer. Then, says Rebbe Gamliel, velo bi'ila achar bi'ila. Explains Rashi, lo bila achar bila, ba'alzu, v'chazer u'ba'hu, o achiv al-tzarasa. So the two vamos, so one brother is ba on the first one, and either that brother himself or another brother is ba on the tzara, that second bia, bias znus ba'almahu, vein osu b'krova seha, won't aser the second brother to the tzara. And then, finally, says Rabbi Gamliel, v'lo chalitza achar chalitza, doesn't need to be explained, once chalitza is given to one, the second one has no effect either. That's all Rabbi Gamliel. Ain't get achar get ain't maimer achar maimer lo bil achar bil avlo chalitza achar chalitza. Come along now, chachamim. Chacham omrim yesh get achar get v'yesh maimer achar maimer. There is a get after a get. There's a maimer after maimer avlo achar bil avlo achar chalitza klum. But he agrees once bia was done, which is in essence the mitzvah ibum, or chalitza was done, then nothing afterwards has any effect. So Rashi explains. Rashi says yesh get achar get. The kama lo tachi lagami. When get is given to the first yivama, get doesn't entirely release her. You need chalitza still, but it has somewhat of an effect. Hilkach akati ika pal gazika deha by chalitza. Since chalitza wasn't done to that yivama, a get only partially removes the zika. So hilkach ahani basa. So when one does get to the second yivama, that will have an effect. V'havi grusha, so that second woman is also called his grusha, a chalutza grusha, v'asir b'krovose, rather grusha, v'asir b'krovose. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Now the Mishnah is going to go through different scenarios, and we're going to plug in the different shittas. So now, says the Mishnah, Ketzad. How does this work? So Rashi tells us this Ketzad is not going in the Machlokas. The Ketzad is referring to, if you look at Rashi, Ketzad, Lava Pluksakai, he's not referring to this Machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Ela Milsa Banfei Nafshi, it's just an independent part. Vayavam Echad, Vayavam Achas Kai. So first we're going to go through a scenario of a Yavam, one Yavam, and one Yavam. So the Mishnah walks through. Keita. Asa Maimer b'Yavamto. The person does Maimer to that one Yavam. V'nasan la get. After doing Maimer, he gives her get. So he still needs Shrichayim on el-Chalitza. Because although he did Maimer, and then he gave get, so get undid the Maimer, but there still is a Zika that exists, so he has to address the Zika, that's with Chalit. Next case. Asa Maimer v'chalitza. If he first did Maimer, and then he did Chalitza, so although the Chalitza addressed the Zika, you still have to address the Maimer. Maimer requires get, and therefore Tzricha Imanu get. Asa Maimer, if he did Maimer, Ubal, then Habiyah Harezu Kmitzvah. So that's the proper thing to do. He didn't do it. He did Maimer to the Yavama, and then he performed Biyah. That's the Mitzvah of Yibum. Now, you don't have to do it that way. You could avoid Maimer entirely and just do Mitzvah of Yibum and Biyah, but this was a case of Maimer and Biyah. There's no need for anything more. So that's the first case when Maimer was done first. Next category is what happens if he first gives a get. So Nasan get, Vyasa Maimer, Tzricha get v'chalitza. If he did get her, gave her get, and then he did Maimer afterwards, you can no longer do Biyah, because once you gave a get, it's an Isser to marry that woman. So he has to address both the Zika and he has to address the Mimer which he created now, and then he has to address the Zika. So since he did Mimer again, he has to do Get for the Mimer, and he has to do Chalitza for the initial Zika. If it's Nasan Get, I was expecting to do more Rashi, but right now I think it's coming out clearly, I hope, through without doing Rashis. Next, Nasan Get, if he gives a Get first, Ubal, then he has Bia, then he can't remain married, because once he gives a Getter, Yibum is no longer an option. Although Get doesn't remove the Zika entirely, Rashi points out in a few places, it does create an Isser of Lo Yivne. You can't build that house anymore once it gets given. So if it's Nasan Get, even though he's Baal afterwards, it doesn't work. And Tzricha Get for the Bia, and he needs Chalitza for the initial Zika. And then Nasan Get V'chalatz Einachar Chalitza Klum. If he gave a Get and then gave Chalitza, there's nothing else to address. Chalitza wiped everything out. That's the second category of whatever takes place after Nisina's Get. Now these next two categories of when, so we first addressed if Maimer was done first, and then we addressed when Get was given first. Now we're going to address when Chalitza is done first and when Bia is done first. So I'll say this outside first, that once Bia is given, nothing afterwards takes effect. Bia finalizes everything. Or if Chalitza is given, Chalitza finalizes anything, nothing is effective afterwards. So the Mishnah lumps them all together now. Chalat v'asa, Maimer, Nasan Get Ubal, comma. So the way you read that is, Chalatz v'asa Maimer, or Chalatz Nasan Get, oh, Chalatz Ubal, comma, that's one category. In other words, when Chalitza was done first, regardless what took place after Chalitza, whether it was Asa Maimer, or Nisinas Get, or Ubal afterwards, Chalitza ended everything, and anything that takes in the Maimer, and Nisinas Get, and Ubal, has no effect on anything afterwards. Or, Ubal, first there is Bia, and then Baal or Asa Maimer, or Baal Nasan Get, or Baal V'chalatz, since Bia was done first, Einachar Chalitza Klum. Now Rashi points out, the Gemara's asked the question, it really should say Einachar Bia Klum, and the Gemara's going to address that. But either way, these are the last two categories. Once Chalitza was done, I don't care what was done afterwards. Whether Bia was done, I don't care what was done afterwards. Chalitza and Bia both finalized everything, and the Maisim afterwards don't apostle anything after that fact. So now the Mishnah says, okay, that's all, says the Mishnah on the top of Nun Amud Beis now. Achas Yivama, whether it was Yivama Achas, Yivama Echad, Achas Shtei Yivamas, Yivama Echad. So if you look at Rashi, how do you read this line here? Says Rashi on the top of Nun Amud Beis, Achas Yivama Achas, Yivama Echad, Achas Shtei Yivamas, Yivama Echad, whether or not it's a case of one Yavam to one Yivama, or one Yavam to Shtei Yivamas, Shavin, says Rashi, Kimosha Amarnu, Sheish Achar Get Rishon, that after they got Get Rishon, O Achar Maimer Rishon, Klum, V'ein Achar Bia Shebitchila, or Achar Chalitza Klum. In other words, if Get was given first, or Maimer was done first, then the next action will have some impact. But if Bia was done first, or Chalitza was done first, nothing afterwards will have any effect. That's all, whether it's one-to-one, or one-to-two Yavamos. So now the Mishnah says Ketzad. What's the next category? So Rashi tells us, Ketzad, how do you have a case of Shtei Yavamos and Yavam Echad? So the Mishnah goes, walks us through each of these cases here. Ketzad, Asa B'Maimer. So first, what happens if you do Maimer to the first one? So that's going to be the first grouping. Asa Maimer Bazu. You do Maimer to one of the sisters, one of the Yavamos. Umaimer, not to say one of the wives, rather. Ketzad, Asa Maimer Bazu. Umaimer Bazu. You do Maimer to both of the Yavamos. both them tzrichos shnei gittin, because since you did mimer, you have to address the mimer of each by giving them each a get. And chalitza, you need one chalitza, because one chalitza for one of them will pater both her and the tzar. If you did mimer bazu, but to the other, to the tzara, you did get lazu, then tzricha get v'chalitza. You need a get for the mimer one did mimer two, and then you do chalitza for one, either one of them, and that's going to exempt them from the zika. If you did mimer bazu ubalazu, you did mimer to A, and then you did bia to B, so then etzo tzrichas beis gittin, you need a get for both of them, because you need a get for the mimer one, and you also need a get for the bia one. Ah, didn't you do bia? Isn't bia going to be yibam? It doesn't work. Rashi explains, because since you did mimer, if it was just in a, you know, regular case, to yivamos, and one did bia to one of them, that would be kone. But since you did first mimer to one of them, then you did bia to the other one, that's going to be a violation of, you can't become shtei yivamos. Rashi explains, you can't marry two women. And since mimer was a partial creation of a yivam, although it wasn't fully, it doesn't allow you to do bia to the second one, and therefore you need two get to address the mimer, and get to address the one you did bia, and then one chalitza will remove the zika.
You do chalitza to the same one?
Doesn't specify which one. Either one. So then we have the next case of Mimer Bezu V'chalitz Lezu HaRishon HaTzricha Get. So although you did the second chalitz and that removed them from the Zikav, but you still have to address the Mimer you did to the other one, and that's why you require a Get also in that case. So that's all when Mimer was done to the first one and then something was done to the second one. Next category. Get Lezu V'Get Lezu. If you first give a Get, and we're going to address the question when the Get was given first, Get lazu, v'get lazu, give a get to both them. All you really need is trichas heiman al chalitza, just the chalitza remove the zika. If we did get lazu, ubal azu, tricha get to the bia one, v'chalitza. Why? You can't say married to this woman, because once you did a get to one of them, so you're not allowed to do bia to the other one, because that's going to be a violation of being ba'al achaz gushasa. So that's why even though bia was done, it's not effective as ibum. But you have to address the bia one by doing giving her get, and then chalitza to either one of them. If you do get lezu, get to one of the wives, umaymer bezu, tzricha get v'chalitza. You need the get for the ba'maymer and chalitza. But you can't marry the ba'maymer, because once get was given to the first one, you can't ba on the achaz gush or the tzar gushaso, and therefore that would be aser. It's lo yivna at that point. So you have to give get to the ba'maymer and chalitza to either one of them. Get lezu, v'chalitz lezu, you get to the first one and chalitza to the other one, einach chalitza klum, you do chalitza and that's all fine. So that's all the second category of when get was given to the first of the two yivamos. Now the third category and the fourth category are going to be just quick ones, quickly, chalitza, we're going to give all the examples, and bia and all the examples. So the Mishnah says chalitz v'chalitz, or chalitz v'asa, mimer, or nasan get ubal. That, the way you read that again is chalitz v'chalitz, or chalitz v'asa mimer, or chalitz v'nasan get, or chalitz v'bal. That's how you read that one line. Or it's a case of bia first, followed by any of the other options. Obal the second one, obal v'asamimer, or bal, I'll add in obal nasan get, obal v'chalatz, either one of those cases as well, any one of them, einach chalitza klum, after any of them, there's no chalitza, it really should be einach or bi'ya klum, and the Gemara is going to address that as well. Either way, once that was done to one of them, the what you do to the other one will have zero effect, it won't passel or anything of that sort. So that's the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah says, bein yavem echad, the sheivamos, regardless if it's 1 to 2 or 2 to 1, that is all going to be the same exact halach. So now, the Mishnah Rashi tells us goes back to the beginning. When we said in the beginning, when there's Yavam Echad and Yavam Achas, we said there's Ein Acher Chalitza Klum or Ein Acher Bia Klum, the Mishnah now going to address, does it make a difference at what stage was Chalitza done or what stage was Bia was done? So we're going to read through the Mishnah and we'll read through the Rashi's in this case. So Rashi, at first the Mishnah says, Chalitz V'yasa Mimer Nasan Get Obal, meaning you did Chalitza followed by a Mimer, or you did Chalitza followed by a Get, or Chalitza followed by a Bia, or you did Bia first and was followed by Asa Mimer, or V'nasan Get, or V'chalitz. All these scenarios, Einacher Chalitza Klum, or Einacher Bia Klum. Once either one of those are done, nothing is effective afterwards. But here the Mishnah qualifies. Bein B'tachi, Einacher Chalitza Klum means Bein B'tchila, Bein B'emsa, Bein B'sof. Whether or not Chalitza was done at the first stage, the second stage, or the third stage, chalitza wipes everything out. So look at Rashi, how we give the examples here. Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4 wide lines down Rashi. Rashi says, bein b'tchila, bein be'emsa. Bein maimer leget, if it was done, bein maimer leget, in between those two, kigon, get lezu, v'chalitz lezu, v'chazar, v'asa ba'maimer, o ba'alas get, lo mahani maimer, v'lo ba'i get, le'mamara. In other words, if you did let's say, Maimer first. And then you did get first. You did chalitza afterwards. And then after the chalitza, you did another act of mimer. That mimer is completely ineffective. Once it's chalitza in the page, anything afterwards in the picture, once anything afterwards is completely meaningless. If you do it basof, says Rashi, achar mimer veget. You do a mimer, then you give a get. And then your chalitz, ein acharei klum. After the chalitza, nothing's effective. It's a chalitza gemuri. The other oven mimer, if you do mimer after chalitza has been done, lo boy get, you don't need a get for the mimer. The chalitza gerishin gemur, it affects complete gerishin. The kama belav gamer, the first one to lav gamer, but in the everything afterwards is completely ineffective. So that's where the chalitza was done in the beginning, middle, end. Once chalitza is done, everything after the fact, it doesn't need to be addressed. Then the Mishnah says, habi'ila only bizman shi betchila ein acharei klum. Only if bi'ila was done first, does everything afterwards not need to be addressed. But if it was done be'emsa or besof, yesh achareklum, you would have to address it if it was done either second or third. Rabbi Nechemya argues on that point by Bia. He says, no. Omer achas be'ila, achas chalitza, once it's been performed, bein betchila, bein be'emsa, bein besof, ein achareklum, nothing afterwards has any impact. So look at that rash, the one with Rashi here. Rashi says, habia be'emsa, kagon get lazu, uba lazu, even though Bia was done, it was done second, and this Mimer done after the Bia, the Mimer actually would create a Isser between the relatives. That's what he says. So, and he gives an example for the Basof. In the end of the day, that Machlok is that whether or not Bia has to be done beginning, or it can be done any point, and Einachar Bia Klum. So that's the Mishnah. It moved much quicker than I actually thought, but hopefully we got some understanding what's going on now. Okay. So now the Gemara addresses the following. The Gemara says, Ad kan lo pligi ela beget achar get umaimer achar maimer. The Mishnah is addressing a more advanced, a more sophisticated, more complex case. It's talking about get achar get maimer achar maimer. That's a machlokus between Rav Gamliel and Chacham. However, a more simplistic case is about get achar be echad biyavama umaimer echad biyavama. If what just a get was given, the initial get. Forget a get achar get. Just a person, a yavam, gave a get to a yavama. Or he did Maimer to Yavama, money, that actually does affect. That creates a relationship or an Isser. So that will answer them to the Krovos, either one. Where did that come from? Why not address the more simple question? So my time, everyone agrees that will Mahani, that will have some impact. My time, what's the reason why? We know at a Deraisa level, get is really off the radar. Between a Yavam and Yavama, the options are either Bia or Chalitza. Where does get come from? Where does Maimer come from? So the Gemara explains the following reason why we allow both Maimer and Get to have an effect based on the Gezerah. So Gemara says, "My time, Amar Rabbanan Get Biyavama Mahani." Why do they say if one gives a Get to Yavama, rather Yavam gives a Get to Yavama, it will have an effect? They will be usher to Krovos, to the Krovos, to the relatives. Mishum de Mahani Ba'alma, because in general, by a normal relationship, a husband and wife get married, we know a Get has an effect. And di Amar Slo Mahani, if a person a Yavam gives a get to Yavama, and we tell him it doesn't work, so Amri's going to say, get lehotzia, but chalitza lehotzia. Get doesn't work, and the point of get is to remove a relationship, and chalitza, the point is to remove a relationship. And with the get lomahani, just like when a get's given, doesn't have any, doesn't pass anybody, maybe also chalitza, nami lomahani, chalitza also, although it'll release the Yavama, it won't pass anybody, and maybe he thinks after he does chalitza to the Yavama, maybe he'll be able to be married here as well and have bia afterwards, and that certainly would not be allowed. So he said if a get was given from a yavam to yavama, that's going to create a psul between him and her and the relatives, lest the person think otherwise by chalitza. So that's why they have to be goes there, that a get will have an effect, a pasul, just like a chalitza pasul. Now asks them, my taima, amar rabbanan maimer, biyavama mahani, how come when a yavam gives a Yavama, does performance in Maimer, which in essence is Kedushin, although Kedusha Kesef doesn't really work by Yibam, but we say it does Midirbanam, so how come? What's the reason? Mishim de Mahani Ba'am. In general, Kedusha Kesef works. That's how a Chasan engages himself to a Kala. Di Amris Lo Mahani, if we say that it doesn't work by the case of Yibam, Amri, people are going to say, Maimer Liknos would be a Liknos. There are two ways to acquire a woman, either Maimer by giving Kedusha Kesef or by Bir. Umid Maimer, if a Yavam, this Kedusha Kesef to Yavama, and we tell him, Lomani, it doesn't work. You can still mutter Bikrovos and everything's allowed. If we say it doesn't work by Maimer, Bia Nami Lomani. We'll say, oh, Bia also doesn't answer each other, doesn't create anything either. So if he has Bia to one of the wives, he might just say, oh, I could have Bia with the other wife as well, Just like by Mimer, I did Mimer to A, that didn't have an effect, and I could go ahead and Ba on the B. So if he does Bia to A, he might think Bia to B is also allowed, which is certainly not allowed. It's an Isser Achos Isha, it's an Isser Kares, so therefore we have to go there. Mimer has an effect as well, and that's the explanation why both Get and Mimer do have some relevance on a Derban level in the world of Yibam. So now the Gemara says, Umay Taima, Amar Rabbanan Bia Psula Yesh Achareklum. Why by Bia Psula do we say that there is some significance ending performed afterwards? So here we look at Rashi a little bit to explain. Rashi explains around 10 lines up from the bottom here. My time, Amar Rabbanan Bia Psula Yesh Acharek, Zikas Yivamim. That there still exists some Zika between the Yivamim, meaning, Kiditzan La'el, Maimer Bazu, Ubalazu, Tzvichin Shnei Gitin V'chalitza. If he did Maimer to the first one and the Bia to the second one, he needs to have two Gitin, the Gemara said, and then a Chalitza. V'lo Amrin, we don't say Tiske Levilas Bia Beget V'lo Chalitza. Why don't we say once he did Bia to the second woman, he's now married to her, and all you need is a Yibam, Get. You don't need Chalitza once Bia was performed. V'tifata Afchaverta B'viyasa Min HaChalitza, and that will exempt them. So he did Maimer to A, the Bia to B. Doesn't Bia with B allow them a real Yibam, they're really married? And like any other marriage between Yavam and Yavama, you require Get. So here too, as we require Get as well. Why do we say need Chalitza as well and address everything else in there in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says the following reason. Because again, that Bia is called a Bia Psula. Because once he did Maimer to A, he's no longer allowed to really marry B because he's very connected to A. It's being bun Shtei Yavamos. So the Gemara explains. Again, my time, Amar Rabbanan, Bia Psula, Yesh Achra Klum. Afterwards, we still require a Chalitza, Amri, because I Bia Achra Get, he. If it's a case of Bia after a Get was first given, it's a Gzeira, Bia Achra Get, Mishim Bia Achra Chalitza. Because if the Chalitza was done first, so then we know certainly Bia cannot be done to the other woman. Once Chalitza was done to one wife, then the other one's considered Tsaris Chalutza, and you can't do Bia to her. So the Aser, just like the Aser, just like Midiraisa, Bia Acha Chalitza is Aser, they have to make a Gzeira, Bia Acha Get, too is Aser. And if it's a case of, as Rashi told us, E Bia Acha Maimer, if you did Maimer to the first one, and we're addressing the Bia to the second one, Gzeira Bia Acha Maimer, Mishim Bia Acha Bia. Because we know if Bia was done to A, then Bia is Aser to B. So we made a Gzeira, so too, if Maimer was done to A, Bia to be as well, we still require the whole picture because of Gzeira out to the Deraisa cases. Hopefully that's someone clear as well. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, I Bia Achar Getu could go and get Lezu. He first gave a get to one. Uba Lezu then was bought in the second one. Damrinan Tzricha Get, we need to get V'chalitza. V'lo Sagi Beget L'chudei. It's not sufficient with just a get, even though Bia was performed to the second woman. Kishar Yivama Shikonsa. Why? Because Gzeira Bia Achar Get Mishum Bia Achar Chalitza. We made a gzera that di amis tiske lo beget. If it's case of a get and then a bia, and we say, oh, now he's married to her, just give a get, everything's fine. If we said that's sufficient, us the mayor, people are going to say, midikanya bia achar get. If bia is kona entirely after a get was given to the first wife, but bia gredasa through bia alone, ama mal yusa. He would see it's a good bia. And then say, oh, if I could do Bia to B after I gave Get to A, maybe also if I gave Chalitza, did Chalitza to A, I could also do B after Bia to B as well. And that's certainly Asa Midaraisa. So they have to be Gozer in the case of Bia Achar Get. And if it's a case of E Bia Achar Maimeru, why do we say that Bia afterwards still requires a Get and a Chalitza? Could go Maimer Lazu, Uba Lazu, Lahachi Tzan Tzrichen Shnaim Get. They both need a Get, V'chalitza as well. Because Diamis beget sagilei, if we say after get was given to the first one, rather Maimer was done to the first one, and Bia to the second one, and now all you really need is a get to the Bia one, nothing more. Sagilei, Amri, you're going to say, oh, Bia shazu, acha kinin shazu, mal yasahu. So Bia after Maimer is effective. V'asim mevad, you're going to say, oh, Bia acha Bia also is good. V'kapaga be'isra eishach, and that will be a real deraisa iser. So that's why there goes there both Bia acha get and also Bia Acher Maimer, that anything afterwards still is going to be possible until you have a get and chalitza from both. And then finally the Gemara says, okay, my time, last five lines of the page here, my time, Amar Rabbanan, hai chalitza psula, ein achareklum. If the chalitza pasul was awesome. Now, chalitza pasul, what that means is that when chalitza, we know chalitza is only considered a kshera when both yibum and chalitza are on the table. If, however, Yibum is on the table anymore because you did Maimer to one of them and you're doing Chalitza to the other one, let's say, so that's called a Chalitza Psula. That Chalitza Psula is entirely effective in that anything done afterwards won't have any impact. So how come Hai Chalitza Psula Ein Achar Yaklum? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says a Chalitza Psula is Sha'achar Get or Achar Maimer. If you did Maimer or Get to one of them, the Chalitza to the other one, he can't do Yibum if he wanted to, so that only becomes a Chalitza Psula because Yibum is no longer an option, but it's still a good Chalitza. How can we say Ein acharei klum, says Rashi, the hader avod maimer or get, if he does this after the chalitza, a maimer or get, l'shlishis lo mani, there's no psul to the third party, nothing is of concern after the chalitza. Why? So says the Gemara, amri mailigzer, what would the possible gzer be? I mean, why would you have to aser? Really, when chalitza is done, even chalitza psula, everything's done. So by the case of when bia was done second, which is called bia psula, midiraisa, after bia, all you really need is a get. The reason why I required a chalitza was because of concerns. Now, what would the potential concerns here be when chalitza was done first, afterwards? What would be a concern? So, Amri, my ligzer, what is there to be gozer? Nigzer chalitza achar get, mishem chalitza achar chalitza. If we're concerned that a person might do chalitza after chalitza, so therefore we're gozer chalitza after get, kol kihani tichlots v'dizel. So go ahead and do chalitza. Do all the chalitzas you want in the world. We don't care. I mean, by the previous case, if we allow bia achar bia, that's a serious offense there. So we have to be gozer bia achar maimer because of bia achar bia. But here, the chalitza achar chalitza, who cares? Do all the chalitzas you want. And do chalitza to this woman, to that woman, to that woman. Nothing happens. So there's no issue, no need for a gzera. And the Gemara said, okay, maybe make a gzera. Ligzor chalitza achar maimer mishum chalitza achar bia. So maybe you should make a gzera that chalitza after maimer because chalitza after bia. So Gemara asks, "Atu chalitza achar maimer milo by get lemamaro chalitza achar bia nami by get lebiasa." I mean, there's no need for exer. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, "Mishim chalitza achar bia delo leisi lemamar." So a person shouldn't say. One second here. Person shouldn't say yivama knusa yotze bechalitza below get lo asu lemamar hachi. Person might say, "Oh, wait a second. Then maybe if you do real yibam with bia." And then, we know the halachas you need to get to end that relationship. The person might say, no, maybe chalitza is sufficient. Datu chalitza achamaymer, milo bai get lemamaro. All the cases where we already have in the Mishnah, all these cases require a get on top of a chalitza. We never have an instance where chalitza is sufficient after a maimer, after a get. All those things we require a get plus a chalitza. And therefore, no one's going to suggest that maybe after a yibum, you should require a chalitza and that's it. No, because all the cases require a get plus a chalitza, and for that reason, there is no reason for to make a gzeir. Let's read it one more time. V'ligzer chalitza achar maimer, mishum chalitza achar bia. So Gemara said, wait a second, atu chalitza achar maimer. If this chalitza was done after maimer, milo by get, l'mamar, we need a get to address the maimer that was done. So too, a chalitza achar bia, nami by get, l'biaso. So too, just like when there's a maimer, you require both a chalitza and a get. So too, when there's bia, you require both a chalitza and a get. No one's going to suggest after bia, after real yibam, chalitza is sufficient. No, chalitza plus a get would be required as well. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mirza Hashem will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to address the sheet of Rabban Gamliel. Okay, a bit tricky, but a little bit easier than I thought.
If someone gives a get, and then...